Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. The Reverend Dr. Gregory Seltz is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our word from Romans 13. Besides this, you know the time. The hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. So let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Mark, this is a great day. I don't know if you all know for sure, but this is the installation of Reverend Mark Frith to the Champions for Liberty Network of the LCRL. And man, do we need you now more than ever. I read again from the text because I love the words, how he starts it in Romans 11. He says, besides this, know the time. The hour has come to wake from your slumber, for salvation is nearer now than when you first believed. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
It was a long weekend for me. How about you? Yeah, it was a long weekend. You know, this was another one of those joyful Thanksgiving celebrations, a time of worship, of food and family, faith and football. It was a great weekend. Like always, it came and it went. Or maybe you just enjoyed staying home and enjoying some time with your family and friends. Or maybe others of you went a little crazy on Black Friday. You bought into the endless shopping weekend, hastened its call, only to be awakened on Monday, exhausted and broke. Was it a long weekend for you? Well, it was for me. And I have to confess, it was one like I've never had ever before in my life. I did, you know, the worship, family, food, football, I did all of that. But in the middle of all of that, we were calling senators and congressmen, and we were talking to thought leaders on the Hill. We were talking to pastors back in Wyoming, and we were trying to get three of these 12 Republican senators to switch, because right now being voted on today is policy that could transform our nation in a way like we've never seen before. The Respect, or as we really should call it, the Disrespect for Marriage Act, is on the docket today, and we're trying to get it stopped, or at best maybe amended, because this bill is the most egregious anti-church, anti-family bill this country has ever put forth. So it's a little bit of a day of melancholy for me. It was a long, long weekend, and I hate to say this, but I could feel the heat of Nebuchadnezzar's fire a little bit in the words of the bill. But today, and I mean this sincerely, today is a day not to be afraid. And this is not a message of fear. This is a message of faith in the middle of whatever these realities will be. Like we say at the LCRL, and Mark's going to be one who's going to be teaching it to you as well, we know there's a culture war. We get that. And I'm not worried about whether we win the culture war or lose the culture war. I worry about whether we are prepared to engage it for the sake of the culture too, as well as for the sake of the mission of the church. And that's why our text is so incredible. It says, wake up. Be awake to the way things really are. Be awake to the things of God, not woke to the things of the world. You know, the power of God, by the power of His Word, awakens our hearts so that we see our sin as it is, sin and rebellion against God, as we see our need for repentance, as we can turn to the God who loves us with an unconditional love in the person and the work of His Son, Jesus alone. Man, this text can't be more appropriate than for a day like today. But as I was thinking about it, Mark, I think you picked this text, and I thought, what words would I focus on? And here it comes. There are two big words in this text, and I want you all to think about it with me, especially as it pertains to his work and my work in D.C. for you. Here it comes. Ready? Besides this. Those are the big words of this text. Besides this. Well, actually, two little words that pack a real punch. Because besides this, the whole first part of this chapter is about Caesar. And it's about the honor that we are supposed to give to Caesar. And then Paul says, besides this. And then he goes on to our text today. Well, Mark, when I think about that, our DC work is a besides this kind of work. It's a work of God. It is vital, it is important, but it is penultimate. It is God's work, it is a good work, but it's God's preserving work, all for the sake of the gospel. And today we found out it is a necessary work, even like never before. I guess I was thinking about what questions is this text really asking of us today? And I think it's asking, how do you deal with darkness so that you can see the light of Christ? How do you deal with darkness so that others can see the light of Christ for them too? How do you participate in God's preserving work, which mitigates the full effects of deadly slumber, so that people can receive the light of Christ as their own? Well, one way is you differentiate God's preserving work from his saving work. We call that two kingdoms. And to faithfully follow his lead in both arenas, to effectively keep the deeds of darkness at bay, to keep the darkness where it belongs out of the light so that people can receive the goodness of Christ freely. That's one of the things that we do, and that's one of the things you'll be teaching people how to do. Another way is to give to Caesar what is Caesar's and only what is Caesar's. And if there's one thing I've learned in D.C. in these last 5 years, is that there's a new wave of salvation, a new message of salvation, and Caesar thinks he's got it all. Caesar thinks he can save you. It's a whole different message of salvation. And I've seen this. It's a real threat to the church's proclamation. It's this notion, it's this progressive secular arrogance that the wealth of our culture, the technology of our culture, and the power of our state will somehow deliver us and somehow bless us. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but only what is Caesar's. And give to God what is God's. Our LCRL work is to protect the church's public voice so that she can preach the whole counsel of God without fear of government coercion or manipulation to the contrary. We block so that you can evangelistically share the good news of Jesus. And so I say to you today, Mark, welcome to the offensive line of the most important team in the world. I'm not talking about Michigan versus Ohio State, although that was really great this weekend. I'm saying that we blocked so that God's people can freely share. We blocked so that God's pastors can publicly preach the good news without fear. We block and keep the out-of-bounds coercive government at bay so all believers can humbly share God's law and God's gospel dialogically across the fence with their neighbors. Both are necessary works. So even in this long weekend, and it's been a long weekend for me, this is a day of celebration. This is a day to again realize that God is in control, he preserves, he saves, and we get to be a part of his work for others. So I'll end things this way. Ready? Would you agree that it is easier to do things in the dark, bad things, that is, in the dark rather than the light? Would you agree with me on that? Okay. A young soldier and his commanding officer were riding on a train, and the only available seats were across from this beautiful woman, and she was traveling with her grandmother. And they were making conversation. They're really enjoying each other's conversation. And you could see that the young man and the young woman were actually getting along just fine. And suddenly this train goes into a tunnel and it's pitch black. Darkness overwhelms them. And you hear two sounds. You hear the smack of a kiss and the slap of a face. The grandmother thought, I can't believe he kissed my granddaughter. But I'm sure glad she slapped me. And then the commanding officer thought, I don't blame the boy for kissing that girl, but I wish her aim was better, and I wish she hadn't slapped me. The young girl thought, I'm glad that he kissed me, but I wish my grandmother hadn't slapped him. And the young soldier sat in his seat smiling. He said, wow, I can't believe I got to lay one on that beautiful woman and slap my commanding officer and get away with both. Mark, we work in Washington, D.C. to make sure they don't get done boldly darkness things in the dark. We work at the LCRL to shine God's law, it's a law work, into the arena of Caesar to make sure that he does what he's supposed to do and only what he's supposed to do so that God's people can emanate the good news of the gospel and share the light of Christ so that all people can hear it and see it. We today are called to wake up, to be awakened to our need for repentance, our need for the reality, to overcome the reality of sin and to see the Savior Jesus as God's solution, but to actually put his preserving work in service to his saving work so that all might see it too for them. I love this. It says again, besides this, wake up to the things of God. Mark, your work is needed now, more than ever. Welcome to the team. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.